Hi, I'm Austin, and this is Hort-Bajir Chronicles.
As the trio of ships crash into each other and fall onto the tree bridge, the branches you all stood on snap, and you all begin to plummet towards Father Deep. Parts of the ship explode, sending shrapnel and debris falling with you. Let's roll initiative for a skills challenge. Y'all, as you plummet and one of these ships explode, it sends shrapnel towards you. Roll a dexterity save, and then it'll be your turn. 16, you only take half damage.
I am not at full health, right?
You're not.
Okay. I just want to make sure I wasn't.
Not anymore.
And as you fall, one of these shrapnel pieces hits you in your eye, and a broken piece of a pole is sticking out of your eye as you're falling. You're up first.
It's when I Aki half of the damage?
Yep.
Jerk. Okay, what am I doing other than falling?
You're falling. There's Andalites and Hort-Bajir around you, dead Ged bodies, and... branches and pieces of the ship.
Okay, well, I'm going to try and grab onto a tree to stop falling.
Okay, roll me an athletics check. You manage to grab onto a branch, and it starts to creak under your weight. So you have slowed yourself, but you're still, like, sliding down this branch, which you have a hold of it. Next up is Each.
I'm assuming I'm also falling?
You are.
Can I see Yum Yum?
You see Yum Yum is falling as well.
Do they look conscious?
He does.
Okay. So then I think I would try and look at him and try and look at the trees around us or the walls of Father Deep if we're to that point yet and try and either grab onto vines or find another tree to slow us down.
You can use athletics or acrobatics for that. You essentially grab onto a vine, and you're now, like, swinging, and Yum Yum is still falling. So your next check, you can do something to kind of stop him. And just to let you all know, this is only going to go two rounds. So you all have two rounds to figure out how to stop.
Or the ground stops you.
Yes. You all eventually stop. It's just whether you do it on your own terms or not.
This is the most, like, be creative or you crash into the ground and die.
Next up is Alira.
Alira's going to, as she's falling, she's going to try and pinpoint Sinilian and see if she can grab him. Because she's not as worried about the Hort-Bajir since they can grab trees and stuff. But Sinilian's going to have a little more of a problem, so she's going to try and locate him and see if she can, like, bounce off of some stuff to go and jump and try and grab him.
Two things then real quick before that. First, roll me a dexterity save as this blast of shrapnel gets sent to you towards your back.
Rude.
That will fail.
Yeah.
You take full damage, which is 6 piercing damage. So the second thing is, you can, for your check, you can either use perception to spot Sinilian, or you can use athletics to try to grab him and just say you've seen him. Whatever check you would rather do.
Yeah, I guess athletics. I don't really care what the fuck he's doing. Maybe I see some kind of blue in my peripheral and I just want to make a blind grab or something, someone. Is that strength?
Yep.
Please. Oh, no. Nice. Yeah. Not nice, but nice.
You spot Sinilian, and you kind of, like, push off a branch that or a tree limb that's fallen in midair, and you try to push off of it and grab towards her, but you can't get that oomph off of the branch because gravity, and you can't make it to her.
Can I bonus action?
Well, yeah. What do you want to do?
I want to scream morph at him.
You hear that in your head, Sinilian.
I love it when Austin goes all science teacher on us. And you can't do that because gravity.
He has a dress shirt that makes him look exactly like a young, like, teacher that's learning how to teach at a university. It's amazing.
He does have to wrangle a bunch of small children.
Keffa up.
Okay. Keffa is going to take a second to look around and try and clock who all is around her and who she can help that is closest. So would that be like perception?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay.
You go to look around and you spot each real quick, and then another explosion happens and kind of like blinds you a little bit. You'll make a dex save. You'll take full damage.
We're not doing so well.
All right, Austin, question.
Yeah.
Can I use a con check as a concentration to try and push that more faster as my skills check challenge?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. So Sinilian will... I'm assuming things are kind of dropping out and he's starting to fall, and he just hears Alira's morph in his head, and so he's going to go ahead and try to morph into a bard. And he's going to use a bard. He's going to use concentration for that, which is constitution, which I think I hit here. But there's really no way to know. It's my first day.
Nice. Dirty 20. I'll say...
Two dirty 20s.
Two dirty 20s.
That's perfect. Perfect vision.
I can see it all.
It's the fabled perfect vision roll.
Wait, your fifth eye opens up.
And also, your mouth opens up because now you have one. So you...
I don't like that.
You become a biblically accurate Andalite.
Okay, that's a sticker I need.
Sinilian, your morph starts super quick, and under this pressure and this panic of falling, you get halfway through.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's pretty good, actually.
Do I still get to hold on to my Draken Beam with my little bird?
You do. You have it right now. We'll see what happens next check.
So you hear out of his very tiny little Andalite bird mouth, yay!
Can you talk if you... Never mind. Mid-morph.
Do you want me to make bird noises? It just doesn't pick up on the mic is the problem. That's why I don't make bird noises here.
That is literally the only reason she doesn't do it. Otherwise, that's all it would be. Yeah.
Literally. Yeah, what kind of bird you want, Austin? What are you thinking?
A bull duck.
Quackually?
I heard it.
It's so good.
The top of the round, y'all. This branch has slowed you, and you like are at the end of it, and it's creaking and cracking, but for the moment, you're kind of suspended.
Acrobatics to swing my body around and grab the trunk of the tree. And I have advantage. I probably don't, but I really want to, because that's a green number. I rolled a 9.
That branch cracks, and you're falling again.
And then I... do a backflip and then grab the trunk again.
You unfortunately you ran out of turns.
So do I hit the ground? Is that what you're telling me?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet, because maybe one of your friends will save you.
Okay.
Each.
Okay. So I am going to really wrap myself around this vine so that I'm secure, and I'm going to reach out for Yum Yum and call out to him. Grab, save!
Athletic.
Or?
I think that's probably the only one.
If I do it really gracefully, the Silks acrobats, could I make a plea for acrobatics instead of athletics?
Yes, but on this caveat, if you fail, you fall too.
Okay.
Okay.
But she has advantage, right?
Why do we all keep rolling the same fucking thing?
It's either 69 or it's a crit. Oh, God.
So In an effort to reach out and grab Yum Yum, you wrap your leg around and reach out with your hands. And as soon as you do that, your knee blade cuts the vine. And you grab Yum Yum, but you're now both falling.
Well, at least we go down together.
Yeah, there's something sweet in there. Alira.
Jesus Christ. Do I have any idea how far we are from the bottom?
About halfway.
Okay, because of the whole
thing. Hold on. Okay. What's that in metric? I need to know.
Time's about 3 or something, and then that's... 6? You're about 6 away. In metric.
Did you say 6 away? Or fuck 6 away?
Yeah, you're fucking... Fuck 6. Fuck 6. You're 7 away.
7 metrics.
I guess I'm gonna grab who's ever closest to me and just be a meat shield for them and just like wrap them around my body.
Okay, if you crit, I'll let you grab everybody.
That would be amazing. What do I roll? Strength?
Yeah, I think athletics would be that, so strength.
Okay. Also shouting to Sinillion, like, do not hit the ground. Morph fast, do not hit the ground. Oh my god, oh, are you fucking kidding? We're dead. We're fucking dead. I'm close my character sheet. We are dead. We're all dead. Goodbye.
Technically, what you said is if she crit, you'd let her grab them all.
Oh, loophole.
Rules lawyer.
It's not specified which direction.
Do you guys
want to fix it?
No. Yes. No. Kill us all. TPK. TPK.
Jenna just well actually so hard she pushed the glasses behind her face.
The video game clipped him right through all of a sudden back there.
It was like Elsa pulling her braid through her shoulder.
Yep.
Yeah. Just clipped right through.
Oh, my God.
You reach both of your big hands out wide to try to engulf the 3 Hort Magir to
and
wrap
everybody
them
high fives me.
And then, boom, another explosion. So make another deck save.
All right.
You pass that one, so you take 3 piercing damage, and then you slam into the ground, not being able to catch anybody. And you'll take more damage here in a minute, but Kepa's up.
Okay, what I want to do is I want to try and grab as many vines in my hands as possible and kick off the wall of Father Deep and sort of like arc around as many people who are falling. And sort of wrap those vines around them a bit.
Okay, athletics or acrobatics. The better you do, the more people you can try to save.
Okay, cool. Sweet. Fantastic. No pressure.
That's just enough to pass. So you can get either each or y'all.
Don't do that to me.
Sophie's choice.
Yeah, you literally Kepha's choiced me.
I don't know. Not that you would know this, but I'm only a little bit hurt, so I don't know. I might make it. I think he's a whole bunch hurt.
Yeah. And I do think that having seen how hurt y'all is, Kepha would intentionally sort of go for that. Oh, I hate it. I hate it so much. I really hate that you just made me make that decision. I hate it.
You manage to grab y'all. As you all swing, you swing into one of the ledges that's on Father Deep. So you both take 10.
I'm out.
Sinillion, you're the last turn. And let me tell you something. The fails and successes are tied. So this is literally up to you. It's all on you.
Don't look at me.
Okay.
Do not perceive me. That's great, because I was very much going to make you help me pick a throwaway roll. Because Sinillion seeing Alira crash down as a Jubba Jubba monster, I think that becomes his sole focus. So he's just like screaming in thought speak at Alira, like, demorph, demorph. And he's going to try to get down to her. The two things that I was playing with in my mind was one, another like concentration check to like take control of like the wings faster to get there. Or a medicine check to see if he can identify what's going on with this Jubba Jubba, Alira, but the Jubba Jubba monster body as it's crashing to the ground.
So you can do either one of those, but I'll say this. The medicine check is not going to help anything. It's just going to let you know if she's okay or not. So that is up to you.
I guess I'll try to roll to get there faster. Because the medicine check, I know it's a throwaway, but that's what he would be thinking of. That's what he would be trying to do. So that was kind of, it was forefront. But I think getting to her is probably the most important thing. How do you like a 20?
That is a success. I like it. As you concentrate harder and try to take control of the wings, you just feel your body finish the morph. And right before you smack into the ground, you spread your wings and do hit an updraft and you pull up and no damage. The skills check challenge is over and you all passed. So you'll take half the damage that I rolled already. It's 64.
Jesus Christ.
So each and Alira, as you all hit the ground, take 32 damage.
I'm out. I was close. I was almost not out, but.
Are you out yet?
No.
Okay. As you roll over, you have this blinding or this searing pain in your eyes, this metal pole that's sticking out of it. The glow of the heat of it starts to fade a little bit. So it's still hot, but not quite as hot. But with your other eye, you see Kepha unconscious.
He's gonna run over. He's gonna try and roll over and like go over to Kepha. And I don't know, do something, yell for people to help or whatever he can do to fix Kepha.
You can try to roll a medicine check to stabilize her.
I will try to do that. And I do.
You see, like, it looks like her shoulder is out of the socket. Her legs bent the wrong way. She is bleeding, but she's not dead yet.
So that was successful?
No.
Yeah. Okay. So he's gonna try to look with his one good eye, and he's just gonna be like, "Help! Help, Kepha!"
As that echoes through Father Deep, echoes through the chasm, Alira, your Jubba Jubba eyes open, and you kind of roll over. You see a coffin bird flying just under the purple mist. Sinelian and Alira, what do you guys do?
Big sigh of relief. As she sees this coffin bird flying around, she's just like, oh!
And then Sinilian's immediately on her case, like, Alira, are you okay? Are you hurt? What happened?
I'm hurt, but I'm fine. Oh goodness, where is everyone? And I'm gonna look around for everybody.
Yeah, can I do that as well?
Help, Kepha!
With advantage to hear, so.
Yeah.
Alira, as you're like rolling around and trying to push yourself up and look around, you just see the ships crashed all around you and branches burning. You can't find anybody. You do hear y'all, his voice echoing, but you can't see him. But you have like a general idea of where he is. He's up and like towards one of the walls. Sinilian, you hear that, and like as you fly to see kind of where y'all is, you look down and you see Each and Yum Yum laying on the other side of the of one of the ships that has crashed out cold.
Sinilian will point that out. I hear y'all. I see Each and one of the other one. Where is your bracer?
Hey, Austin, where's my bracer? We were just trying to figure that out. Oh, no.
When you were at a certain point in your morph, you gave it to Sinilian.
Okay. God, I just went to Coffee Bird Morph. Would I have any idea where that is, where that went?
High or low real quick?
Low.
Okay, it is low. I'll let you say you held on to either the Dracon Beam or the Bracers. The other one you'll have to find.
Bracer. Alira would kill me if I lost her shit.
Makes sense. So you do have the Bracers.
Alira, I have no hands. I have your Bracer. I have no hands.
Lead the way, and she's gonna start demorphing as she's making her way over there.
As this is happening, Kefa and Each roll a death save. You both pass. That is goes to go over my body. That's a success. Was that open thought speak, Senilian and Alira?
Not Senilians.
I guess not.
You don't have to do the same. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to back you into a corner.
No, I mean, like Alira's first instinct is to talk only to you unless, like, she has to, like, go that extra step to, like, address everybody.
Same. So. That's his default.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all roll a perception check, and this is with disadvantage. You do see flying just under the mist a Coffit Bird.
Y'all doesn't really know what's going on, so he's probably going to yell at the Coffit Bird and hope that it's one of the changelings, but he's just going to be yelling at everything that moves, basically. Help, Kefa!
You both hear that in Senilian as you are like, you see y'all now and he's getting closer. You take another glance down and you see Yum Yum just cough up blood. Senilian, you can get to either one now. And Alira, as you're moving, you can kind of come around the ships. Or are you moving, or are you just demorphing?
Both, if possible. I don't know how successful it is.
You can't. You're limping, but you're moving slower, but you are, like, basically at the nose of the ship coming around to the other side where Senilian told you Each and Yum Yum are. Senilian, you can get to either spot now.
Okay. If Alira has a beat on where Each and Yum Yum are, then I think Senilian will fly back towards y'all and Kefa and assess that situation.
The Coffit Bird lands near you, y'all, and Senilian, you see Kefa is pretty messed up. Y'all is pretty messed up, but still kind of standing.
He'll start demorphing.
Let's get another death save from Kefa and Each. They still seem to be hanging on to life.
Yes. Y'all sees Senilian demorphing. He's just going to be like, Kefa hurt. New friend, help Kefa. New friend, help Kefa.
We will get Kefa, and we will go back to where Alira is. Alira will be able to help.
Y'all will pick up Kefa then.
And Senilian, as soon as he gets to size, is going to try to help with this.
You guys lift her up, and Senilian, you're fully demorphed. Just a few seconds back, Alira, you are about halfway through your morph, and you arrive to where Each and Yum Yum are.
Senilian has the bracer currently, right?
Sorry, I thought I handed it to Alira when I left over there. Okay. That's because I wanted to drop it by Alira when she started to demorph.
Cool.
Okay.
Sorry.
So I do have it. Okay. It's like, I mean, I want to heal Each as soon as possible. You know, however long that takes. In the meantime, I'm going to be, like, thought speak yelling at both of them, like, wake up, stay alive, excuse me, hello. Don't die. You're forbidden. That's an order. And just, like, just screaming at them, trying to wake them up.
Give me a persuasion check or a medicine check. Either one.
Persuasion or medicine.
Each manages to stabilize as you finish the rest of your morph. Kefa, however, needs to roll another death save. And that's a failure. Alira, you are fully morphed, bracers in your hand.
Back to Dart, to Each, and also to Yum Yum.
Works for me, roll it up. Now this is gonna count as materials for both of those, so make sure you knock those down.
I have 6 charges, so I will do 2 each.
Two to each of them?
Yeah, or two per Horkbajir.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, so that's 4d4?
So 7 to each and 8 to Yum Yum. These darts hit him just a couple of seconds later. Each, you get like this jolt of adrenaline and your eyes shoot open. And so do Yum Yum's.
Did she hit me like right about my mid-chest region and I just sit up real fast and scare Yum Yum?
Clear!
Are you reenacting Pulp Fiction?
I sure am. He said adrenaline!
Inspiration!
Yeah! Yeah, so I feel like immediately each is going to look over and just look for Yum Yum.
Yeah, he shoots up right after you and like looks at you. What happened?
Gonna do that like parental thing where you like hold their cheeks and like pet the top of their head and be like, okay, you okay? We okay?
We okay? Ah, rib hurt.
Ah. Yeah, all hurt.
I'm glad you're both okay. Alira's gonna take off towards where the others might be.
And you know that way because you heard y'all, but Snillin and y'all, you all now have Kefa up, but you're up on this ledge in Father Deep, and Alira's below you.
How far down?
Yeah, and there's trees on the way down, right?
As you're at the bottom of Father Deep, there's no trees that grow out of the bottom of Father Deep. However, a whole fucking tree bridge just fell, and three ships. So there are like paths down, but they may be kind of dangerous. You don't have to necessarily climb.
I'm going.
It'll be athletics check with disadvantage because you're holding Kefa, but since there's Sinilian's helping you, it'll be advantage, so a flat roll.
Athletics, you said?
Both of us athletics?
If you're just gonna help him, that'll just be your action, so it'll just be for, okay, for y'all. Yep.
I will help.
You get about halfway down, so now you're 10 feet up and you're kind of on part of the tree bridge that is slanted down. Alira, you can now see them. Kefa, roll a death save. That's good.
That's three.
Oh, that's three. You're stabilized.
Yeah, that's three. Sweet. Yeah. I'm gonna jump down still.
Yeah, the rest of the way. Sinilian's still rushing with Kefa to get to Alira. Yeah.
I'm seeing this whole shit show and I'm trying to get up to them and just like minimize the amount of distance between us.
Another athletics?
Yep, flat athletics.
Oh no. I beef it.
Yeah, you do beef it, but I'll say manage to hold Kefa, but you're going to take a little bit of damage as you fall 10 feet. It's not that much.
Oh, how much is not that much?
We'll see.
Not the first time someone's died in one of our campaigns from fall damage.
Four.
I'm out.
Oh no! Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Y'all falls and Kefa falls on top of him.
You see y'all just slam down and he's got this pole sticking out of his eye and then Kefa just boom falls onto his chest. You hear them both groan as they're just laying there.
Are they within 60 feet of me? Two back to darts. One for each.
Oh, it's an action to do it. So the first one, who do you want to hit?
Kefa?
Roll it up and y'all make a death save.
No.
He coughs again, just like Yum Yum did, and blood comes out of y'all's mouth, splattering Kefa as she's hit with the back to dart and her eyes open.
So you get 7 and then roll for y'all.
Yep.
Ooh.
Nice.
2 crits! You get a limb. 7-11.
Sam limb. Inspiration.
Well, Black Betty. I'll take it. I don't know if that's a goof, but I'm taking it.
So I get 11 hit points?
Yep, and you shoot up and Kefa's on top of you. And Sinilian, you can kind of hop down and make your way down.
Crashes down to the ground.
Thunk. Big O and light.
Don't hurt yourself. I don't have any more charges.
I am fine. I have demorphed. I am at perfect peak condition. My body score is perfect.
Kefa, okay?
Ow.
Kefa.
Yeah. And then Kefa finally turns to y'all and sees y'all's face. Yo!
Kefa okay, though. Kefa arm weird. Keffa, okay?
Keffa, okay, y'all eye gone.
And that's when all y'all realizes. He's like looking at the stick with his good eye. I'm like, oh no.
How far away are each and Yum Yum?
You're about 60 feet away, and as like you take in the situation after you're like holding on to Yum Yum and looking at him, you notice that the end of your tail is just hanging on by a few tendons.
Can I walk?
Yes.
Okay. Can Yum Yum walk?
You see that his leg is a little messed up too, so he will be slowed, but yeah.
Okay. She is going to take whatever is left of her Hork Bajorn and wrap that around her tail.
Yep.
And wince, because that it probably hurts. Stings. Yep.
Give me a medicine check. Just don't crit one.
Thanks, Austin.
That's the most genuinely sassy Emily's ever been.
You do tie it, and it's seems like it's holding it on.
Okay. We're just like those lizards where it falls off and we regrow it, right? So it's fine. Okay, so each is going to help Yum Yum up and say, you know, find friends, and then each heal.
Brothers.
Find friends. Find Bronk.
Bronk.
And find everyone.
Yes. And he, like, puts an arm over you and, like, kind of uses you as a crutch, which is a little painful because of everything you've been through, but you can help him.
I feel like we're going to start to go into shock pretty soon, so the adrenaline is going to get us through and not going to really feel it until a few minutes later.
Yep.
Is anybody paying attention to y'all?
I think everybody over there.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, yes. I just want to know, because y'all is going to start pulling the thing out of his eye.
No. Sinilian's not going to... Nope. No, you're not.
Smack yeah, his hand I, that's, nope. that's exactly...
Add the tail blade, flat of the tail blade to his hand right away. Nope.
And then he's going to try and pull it out again.
Nope. Like, nope. Tail blade to the hand. Take, nope.
Take out.
No.
Hurt.
It is worse if you take it out.
How worse?
Alira, tell him.
You'll bleed a lot. It's holding your blood into your body?
But hurts.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It hurts, but you better hurt than dead, I suppose.
And then he'll quit playing with it for a minute.
Snillion's stock eyes on you. Yeah.
Just so you know, y'all, it is your right eye, just for...
Okay.
Just so you know.
Yeah, not the wrong one.
Not the wrong one. Everybody, each, you can see them now as you all are limping over, and everybody can roll a perception check. Each, it's a little hard for you to see because you're a little ways away, but everybody else sees behind Sinilian is a Ged leveling a Dracon beam at her, or at him.
Ooh, instant charge.
All right, you run up.
Right in between Dracon Beam and Sinilian, and then towards the Ged.
Yeah, he's like not even 10 feet away. He's like 7 feet away from Sinilian, so you can get right there in between him.
And then I'm going to destroy him with a elbow blade.
Roll it up. 24 a fucking hit. He's dead.
I'm gonna run up after him. After the Ged falls, I'm gonna run up and just like smack it right in the face with my tail blade. Like, fell.
Head explode.
I grab the Dracon beam and then I hand it to Sinilian.
As you guys are kind of there in your group now, gathering yourselves, you guys can see the carnage that is scattered around Father Deep. There's Hork Bajir. There are Geds, there's fires. You can't really make out anything above the mist, but on some of the ledges, you see some of the Hork-Bajir that you recognize that were helping you fight start to push themselves up. Some are just still laying there, and they look like other Hork-Bajir tending to them. Some, you can tell, just didn't make it. You do hear in your heads, Kefa. Kefa. Y'all, each.
Kefa's gonna start running toward where she hears the voice, like, from.
Wait, is it a thought speak voice?
If she can decipher a direction.
It's thought speak, so I don't think you can really tell where it is.
We can all hear it, correct?
Yes.
Then I think that it'll be a good quick state your location.
Well, y'all's just gonna answer it. He's gonna be like, y'all.
I am on a ledge. Where are you? Are you near the ship or are you?
We here.
Yes.
We hurt. Oh. We here, we hurt.
I am hurt as well.
Everybody can roll perception checks.
I was like, does Kefa still have that scanner?
This channel is for emergency calls only.
Like, how is y'all thought speaking?
He's not. He's just answering to the voice. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Nice!
Oh, nice!
Swan got a crit. I got 11. Yep.
Lem. Each, you do see her up on a ledge. Senilian inspiration because of Lem. And so each, you see her first, and then Kefa and y'all both see her. The other two are still kind of looking around.
How far away from me is she?
She's up on a ledge, and we'll say 50 feet, but she seems to see you all too as she's coming your all's way.
For the record, I am not bothering to look around. I am waiting for her to state her location as I asked previously.
She does say, I'm up on a ledge, and where are you?
That is not a precise location. I just want to know, if you want to know why I failed my perception check.
Oh, that's why.
And I'm waiting for you to tell me what she says to you as far as her location.
And we're just sitting there like, and? Can I get the fucking waypoint, bro?
Can you ping on the HUD?
What is your lat long, please?
Kefa's heading straight there.
You can slowly, like, kind of climb as you're kind of hurt, and your leg looks pretty fucked up, so it's hard, but you eventually can kind of, like, get to the ledge, and she'll, like, lean down and grab you, and she looks bloody, too. But, yeah, she, like, helps pull you up and just wraps her arms around you.
Yeah, Kefa instantly, just big hug.
I'm sorry I didn't answer you. I came as fast as I could. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I left.
It's okay. We find friend. We tribe.
How is everybody? She, like, looks down.
Hurt. Everybody hurt. All friend.
As this conversation is happening, each... with your crit, you notice a little ways away from this crash site, near the base of the wall of Father Deep, you see Bronk laying in a pool of his blood.
Can I move as quick as I can with Yum Yum in that direction?
You get over there. Bronk doesn't seem to be moving.
Can I do a medicine check?
You can. With a 20, you kind of, like, lift open up one of his eyelids, and Bronk's eyes glow white, but as you lift this eyelid up, it's dull. And you can tell that he's gone.
I think each is probably just going to drop to the ground and start howling.
Yum Yum, like, is standing behind you, but he doesn't really know what to do. And he like looks back over his shoulder and he says,
new friends, help.
I'm gonna come running over.
And Snillion's following Alira's lead.
You guys get over there and see Bronk.
I think Alira's gonna take that in, and then she's gonna just kind of fumble with her bracer and, like, she's out of charges, but she's gonna, like, just kind of hold it and be like, how do I fix this?
Kepha's gonna try, she's gonna hold out her hand to Maitea, because she wants to get over there as quickly as possible, so she wants to pick her up.
Maitea, seeing all this and being with you, she'll let you pick her up. You guys can get down there, and the group can kind of gather.
Okay. And she's going to put her hand on each and just sink down to her knees with her.
I think each will probably pull her in, and I think that'll kind of, like, possibly snap her out of it a little bit and realize that all of her friends are really, really hurt, and kind of, you know, look at Kepha and say, Kepha hurt. Can help.
Kepha okay. Kepha okay. We together. We okay.
I'm gonna kind of run back towards the ship, and I'm, because, like, in my mind, I'm just like, I need to find something to fix my bracer, to get more charges so that I can help anybody. Because I feel so powerless and useless in this moment. I need to fix anything.
You scrounge around in here and find enough parts to give yourself 3 charges.
Hell yeah.
Can Sinilian just do a medical check? Like, I don't even know what he's looking for, what he's trying to find, but just anything that in any world could explain, help, anything with a medicine check.
Yeah, give me a medicine check. A natural 20. You rack your brain. You try to think of anything that can revive something that is past. And the only thing that comes to your brain is that there are myths and stories about a being that's all powerful. You've never seen one. You haven't ever known anybody that's seen one, but an Elemist would be the only thing that you could think of that could bring somebody back from death.
I think that he'll kind of go over the body for a while, and all the only answers coming up with are Andalite myths and childhood stories, and nothing that's genuinely helpful. So I think his next action will be to thought speak to each. And it's open to the group, but it's directed at each, and just say, what are your people's death rituals?
Bronk was new. Honor him and remember him.
We will do this.
At that, breaking through the bottom part of the purple mist above you is the Chaduan. And he floats down and lands on each's shoulder.